chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. But before we jump in, let's pray again. Father, we come to you again this morning. We ask for you to speak. Would you quiet our minds and hearts to hear? Holy Spirit. Faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also. What comes to mind for you when you hear the word
a guy who had influence, and he tells him, if you stay on the narrow path, if you stay on this path, you will reach the end, and it will be worth it. And all along the way, there's going to be wider paths, because the narrow one's going to be longer. There's going to be more obstacles, more temptations and challenges, but it's right along, and the key is faith. But if you veer off and take shortcuts along the way, it's going to end up suffering even more in your destruction. And so all along the way, there's times where Christians faithful, and there's times where the pleasure, the rest, the shortcut that's offered is to tempting as it takes, and then leads to his own danger. These offers are all along the way of the Christian life, and Paul's saying, to carry this gospel to the end, proper requires integrity and discipline to stay the course. This is single-minded focus in the soldier. The discipline and integrity of an athlete, the last thing, the hard work and perseverance of the former. Verse 6. What is the hard working former? You ought to have the first share with the crops. And this farmer is not the modern day farmer we know of. I'm sure there is hardship in modern farming, but this is not the farming of luxury air conditioned tractors and complex irrigation systems and drones that check your crops for you. I don't know if you've ever seen The Chosen, but there's an episode in The Chosen that's actually kind of funny, but Jesus says, James and John, the sons of Thunder, plow a field. He's trying to teach them a lesson. But they're plowing the field and they don't have a mule, so literally one of them is pulling this plow with the wood and the other one's trying to guide it through rocks and roots, and you watch it and you just get exhausted. And then he's beaten down in the midst of brutal manual labor. This is the farmer. This is the farmer who labors in the hot sun and the rain and the cold, removing rocks and plowing fields and enriching the soil, planting seeds. And then there's the fire, and then there's the pestilence, and the disease. And all the while, the farmer's family, their livelihood depends on the harvest. So hard work and perseverance of farmer and policy, that's what the Christian life is also like, to carry the gospel forward with an enemy through suffering requires perseverance. Right, there's a much easier way than this way we all know. Much easier for me when my three girls are fighting to just yell across the house, "Stop it!" in a really loud voice, rather than getting up and going on and engaging their hearts and their minds and their emotions and helping them see how the gospel speaks into their relationship towards one another. It's much easier for me to put a show on for them at times when they're being crazy than actually engage them and teach them and assist them. It's easier here around Hope Sundays with my coworkers, other staff members, when they're having a bad day and I see some tears or I see a Jesus. He's looking for the prize of being with Jesus. He's not doing it here, but here, notice Paul's not just thinking about himself for eternity. He's focused on the eternal glory of the limits, which is God's people. For Paul, it's not about his salvation and his gospel, it's about ours. And he's thinking about the wealth of the gospel for all people. So this week, I was just in my own imagination. Jesus is waiting for you. God wants you.